Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Friends, whether you've been here all summer or you haven't been like me, either way, we're just glad that you are here today. Take a look at your bulletin. There are all sorts of great things happening on this Fusion World Communion Sunday, a reminder that the table is welcome to all, including our youngest worshipers with us this morning. They are invited to stay in worship through its entirety today. All the joy and festivities, wiggles and giggles are part of how we praise God. So if there are those, awesome. If they get to be too much, the tiny, teeny ones are definitely welcome down to our nursery where Anne would be glad to welcome you. So just, I have only really two announcements. One is more of a question. Won't you be my neighbor? Next Sunday, we will kick off the Gospel According to Mr. Rogers for the rest of October and into November. You will not want to miss that at all. Also, please take a look at your bulletin and note that the introit today is for the choir and the congregation. So you may just want to get your hymnal ready. The prelude is just going to move us right into our joyful response to God. We have a few other announcements this morning. Eric?
Good morning, I'm Eric Vail, and I am here this morning representing our renewal team. And it's a welcome back from Melissa. It's a thank you to David this morning. And it's also us on the renewal team. We haven't got anything to do after today, so we're looking for things to do. Not really. But anyway, part of the plan today is that after worship, the Jeremiah's food truck will be parked out by the kitchen entry. The Legia's ice cream truck will be parked out in the back of the fellowship hall. So we're going to break the rules. You can go have dessert before lunch if you want, or you can have lunch and then dessert. But the point of it is, there will be food, there will be ice cream. Please stay, enjoy. The fellowship hall is set up for everybody to sit and enjoy everybody's company. So let's make it a celebration the way it should be. Thank you.
Good morning. October is a St. Joseph's month when we will be serving a meal for St. Joseph's House of Hospitality. The information is in your flyer in your bulletin. What I'm going to say is some of the information that's not there. Like, if you don't want to go shopping and buy food, you can give me a few bucks and I'll be doing some shopping at the end of the week, next week. So I'll collect some money and do the shopping for you. So that's one option. Or you can sign up on the kiosk for one of the items that we need, or you can help us Friday night, or you can come down on Saturday and help us serve the meal. So lots of opportunities. Thank you.
All right, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire beings to worship our holy God. called worship if you're comfortable, or you can sit, whatever you'd like to do. But let us join our hearts and voices together in our call to worship. These breads on the table are symbols of the many different peoples and cultures and faith traditions of the family of God. These breads represent our long-term partnerships in mission and new relationships we made during our time of renewal.
We celebrate the bread of Jamaica.
An island displayed as a tropical paradise, ignoring the lasting impacts of slavery and colonialism. We celebrate those who are courageous enough to respond to the changing needs of the Caribbean in a global context.
Where the deep scars of civil war remain on the land and people, a place where violence, poverty, and hunger are causing children to flee and cross the border into this country. We give thanks for those who seek to provide hospitality to strangers and keep families together.
The Sabbath bread of the Jewish people.
Blessing our Lord who brings forth bread from the earth.
Recognizing that bread is a blessing from Allah and is to be shared with those in need.
We honor the bread of Palestine and Israel.
An area where so many live under the threat of unimaginable violence. We honor those who are working together to bring about peace in their countries through nonviolent actions.
Rochester. Where racism, economic inequality, and unemployment continue to tear at the fabric of our neighborhood, we celebrate those who are working for the common good of all people.
God delights in all those who join a table of peace and justice.
Oh, Good morning. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Lord, forgive us, for we are fragmented persons. We go many directions at once. We seek opposite goals. We serve contradictory causes. We mouth liberation. We live oppression. We shout peace. We practice violence. We shout justice. We walk in injustice. We preach love. We practice hate. Through your compassion, have mercy on us and make us whole. Enable us to discern your voice among the dissonant voices. The good news is God calls us to this table over and over again and provides us a place for us to bring our questions and our struggles. With the gift of grace through Jesus Christ, we are nourished and fed.
This time I would invite the children to the table.
Good morning. How are you? Let's see. Hi. Good morning.
Oh my God. Goodness, it is so good to see all of you. It's been a little while, hasn't it? How was summer? Was summer good? Did you get to go swimming? Good. Did you go on any walks through a park? No. Did you plan any slides? No. Seriously, really? None? No slides. Did you hide inside all day? No, okay. Well, that's good. Good morning. I am so glad to have you all here this morning and to be able to see you, especially on this day. Today is World Communion Sunday. It's a pretty exciting day. It's one of my favorites. I love the ways which we all come together around this table and remind ourselves that there are Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, all around the world who celebrate communion together. So come here. Why don't you come over here for a minute? So this morning, this way you have a good, that you can see everything. Now come over and take a look. Freya, you need some help? You got it? All right. I'm going to make sure you all can see. So if you're a bigger person, take a little bit of a step back so little people can see. There we go. You want to come up? So this morning we have breads from all around the world. And these different breads remind us about friends that we have at Gates Presbyterian Church. Look, we have tortillas that remind us of our relationship in Guatemala. And we also pray for the people there. Now this bread probably looks like everyday bread, like maybe you eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on, or whatever kind of sandwich you might eat. But this is monk's bread. And this bread is made right here in Rochester. This bread, there's a lot of different names for this kind of bread. But this is a very common bread that's eaten in Israel and Palestine, a place where I had a chance to go and you all had a chance to meet a new friend from. This. Pretty. Does that look like a braid? Like one you might put in your hair? It does, doesn't it? This is challah bread, and this is used in the Jewish tradition as they celebrate the Sabbath every week.
now. This is some of my favorite bread. I might have to chew on this a little later. These is spice bread from Jamaica. I know you all are going to have a chance to go to Jamaica once you grow up. Good group going this year, so you'll have a chance to try that. And this is bread that came from a restaurant where I know a lot of our friends went this summer to eat, and we also had a chance to learn from our, you can touch the bread, from our, there we go, we're not eating this for communion, so it's okay, tiny fingers can touch. And this bread reminds us of our Muslim friends that we met this summer. Now, not all of these traditions share communion. That's pretty unique to being a Christian. Yeah, it is. But all of cultures all across the world eat bread, so we get to celebrate and share it together. Do you think we could pray together? Yes? Can we try holding hands? Do you think, Rona, do you want to come over and hold hands too? Okay. Do you guys want to come over and hold hands? Are you good where you are? Good? It's all good. Nope. Okay. We all get to choose. Okay, can you guys pray with me? Ready? Dear God, thank you for bread and for all your people. Amen. Amen. Thanks for amen. Thank you, friends.
The first reading this morning is from Mark 10, verses 13 to 16. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them.
Thank you.
Our second reading of the Word this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, starting here in the very beginning. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's glory. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is much more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels, and you have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them. But we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels and now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It is fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. I would do well this morning to take the lead from the sermon writer of today's reading. So we have no idea who this anonymous preacher might be, but I find his or her willingness to deviate from tradition very commendable. Gone are the formal identifications of any author or intended recipients. Tossed aside are all the long-winded greetings you will find in other letters in the Bible to random people we've never heard of before. And now, of course, we know that the preacher does not have the ability to look into the future, and so therefore doesn't know that congregations would come to expect at the start of a sermon a nice heartwarming story or a bad joke or some meandering connection between the text and the liturgical celebration for the day. You know, just to warm up the congregation before really getting to the good stuff. So you'll have to just forgive me that I've lost my edge a bit after being out of the pulpit for 3 months. But I do believe there's something powerful that this preacher that we have in the text of Hebrews does by starting his or her sermon, calling attention first and foremost to a direct encounter with the God who speaks. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors. The preacher dives right in, reminds the people that long ago, God spoke. And in the pages of scriptures, we read the stories of a God who spoke with clarity, an audible, clear voice through burning bushes, as a voice from the heavens and even from the mouth of a donkey. See, right there, that's my chance for a joke. But I'm going to leave that one alone today. God spoke. And the preacher reminds the community of this not necessarily because there was some major spiritual crisis happening. There may have been. It's really probably more that just a little bit of apathy has settled in. The people are running low on energy, not quite showing up like they used to. Maybe individually they felt this sense that their relationship to the community and to God was just wearing a little thin. So maybe it felt like God was mumbling or had gone silent altogether. So this sermon that we just heard the beginning of was for the people who needed the voice of God to be clear, to speak a renewed perspective and rekindle a vision in them. I think about these last 3 months, our time of renewal, when we had the opportunity to lean into those places where maybe we were feeling that our energy was running low a bit. And so we had a chance to listen for the voice of God speaking through practices of hospitality and welcome. I've heard from many of you, even in just the few short days that I've been back, how clearly God was speaking, especially in the similarities between the Jewish and Muslim and Christian faith traditions. How exciting it was to hear God in the stories that were shared around meal tables, to feel that renewed energy and passion from those who went on work projects, who went on retreat to Stony Point, and in receiving the leadership of preachers like David and Bruce and Carol Ann. I want to thank you all for your openness to hearing God speak in many different ways through that time, and I look forward to hearing more about your experiences in the weeks to come. And I also look forward to sharing with you about my experiences of renewal too. Though, as many of you know, the time was not quite as renewing as I had hoped or that we had planned. Because life, right? And there were times that I needed to hear more of the voice of God. I needed more than just the voice. I truly needed the embodiment of God's love. And those came too. Meals and hugs and cards from all of you who reached out. Thank you for those. They were a testament of all the ways that GPC lives this faith, lives a faith that believes that God speaks not only with words that we can hear, but really in the incarnational nature of God's very being and how we live that faith with one another and in this world. And we do. We believe that the same God who spoke the universe into being, who spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, is the same God who came in the flesh of the person of Jesus, and who will continue to speak through us today. And that, my friends, is definitely worth celebrating. So celebrating we will do. We will celebrate the meal of God's message of grace and healing against the brokenness of our world. And after worship, we will celebrate around food trucks because food trucks. And we will praise God for all the ways that God continues to speak and call faithful people here in this time and in this place, in the days and months and years to come. That God's work will happen. We will continue to listen, to live, and praise God of all that is beautiful and good. Alleluia. Amen. And part of our praising God is the thanks. The thanks to you all, the thanks to David, and the thanks to an incredible renewal team. So I know they have a few things that they want to say this morning, and they are coming forward at this time. Was it that bad that you made Eric hide behind? Okay.
I was worried about sure that for a little minute too. Yeah.
They put up with me, so you gotta go hide behind.
Okay. We haven't practiced what we're gonna do here. I don't really know what they're gonna say, but I do know what I wanna say, and it's more of a personal reflection on our time together. And then perhaps the members of the team can share more of our communal experience together. But on a personal level, this whole experience of being with you folks has been a time of renewal for me. It's certainly renewed the creative juices. I have not been renewed so much as to want to come out of retirement, but it's been good to be, you know, back in the saddle a little bit and to share this time with you. I got to meet many of you and talk with you and visit with you. We also learned a little bit more about the west side of town. Most of the time we shop in Henrietta and Penfield and that area, and we seldom come over here. But my trusty GPS got me all over this place. And I visited in assisted living homes and nursing homes and in many of your homes as well. And so I learned a lot that way as well. For the things that we did together, a lot of that was a very exciting kind of an adventure, sometimes with a little bit of nervousness. But a very good time to share with you. We showed our hospitality to Rabbi Debbie Till and to the Muslim student Fatima Arshad, and we learned so much from them. And then we went to worship in the Temple Sinai and the Islamic Center. I was not so nervous about going to Temple Sinai because I've been to Jewish synagogues. Actually, the synagogue in Hornell was just across the street from the Presbyterian Church, so there was often sharing over that. But I wasn't prepared. The synagogue in Hornell is a lot more traditional than Temple Sinai. And so we walked in, and there were ladies putting the yarmulkes on and putting the prayer shawls around their shoulders. And that just doesn't happen in traditional circles. And so that kind of took me aback. And it was liberating to see that happening. And then going to visit the Islamic Center, I was a little bit apprehensive about that. I've never done anything quite like that. And so that was a very interesting experience for me personally. I can't say that I got an awful lot out of it, but I did see something that really inspired me, and that was, at least on the floor level, all the people who were worshiping came as far forward as they possibly could, and they squeezed in to let more people. And in our churches, you know, we sit in the back as much as we possibly can, but they all came forward. So I'm going to have to figure out their secret and get congregations to come forward. Maybe we can work on that too, you know. Yeah. So for Mary and I, this has been a fantastic experience. We worked together as a congregation, and we talked about hospitality, but Mary and I experienced your hospitality, and for that we give thanks to God. So I'm going to turn it over to Eric and or somebody.
So as part of our celebration this morning, we'd like to acknowledge everyone that participated in the activities that David just mentioned. So we're going to do a little exercise here. If you participated in the Jewish class that we had back in June when we learned about Judaism, stand up and stay standing. And if you went to Temple Sinai for their service, stand up for that. If you went to Sabra for the Jewish meal, please stand up. If you went to Stony Point for the retreat, please stand up. If you went to the Islamic class that we had in the adult lounge to learn about Islam, stand up for that. And if you went to the Islamic Center for their worship service, please stand up. If you participated as a youth in the junior high work project or senior high work project, please stand up. What else am I forgetting? Oh, if you went to the Turkish restaurant for the Mediterranean dinner, please stand up. If you participated in worship this summer where we learned about hospitality, please stand up. That should cover most everyone.
If you're here today for food trucks.
And if you are here today to celebrate, please stand up. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Mary, would you come join us too, please? There you are. You were part of this deal. And also, while Mary's coming forward, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that the team is made up of Carrie, Velta, John, Michelle, and Kate Stanford, who was not able to be with us today. So if you've ever had the opportunity to work with these folks, and Melissa as well, you'll never find a more willing and gracious and knowledgeable group of people to put together a program that has taken almost 2 years from start to finish. So my thanks and my gratitude to all that have been involved with this process. David, God has commissioned us in these words from Matthew. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. We are grateful for allowing God to minister through you to us during this time of renewal. Thank you for your spiritual leadership and guidance that you provided to us, as well as the pastoral care that you have afforded to those in their time of need. You have truly been a blessing, and you have made a difference in our worshiping experience this summer, and for that we are truly grateful. You have blessed us with your presence, your wisdom, your humor, your scripture, and your teaching, and for that we are grateful. We will miss both you and Mary, because Mary, you have been a big part of this as well. And we pray that God will be with you and Mary as time goes on, now and forever. Thank you.
about the rest of the clan?
I would. We would. If they're comfortable.
I'll take however many that will come forward. Whatever. All the body of Christ, yeah. Right?
We are one. Our newest church family member is Mango. Melissa, God said to Jeremiah, I choose you. We rejoice that you have had this time of renewal and welcome your return among us. As members and friends of Gates Presbyterian Church, we renew our commitment to the leadership and helping us to fulfill our strength and our faith journey. Will you pray with me? Lord, we pray that you would renew and bless our relationship with Melissa, and that together we may faithfully proclaim by word and deed the good news of your love and grace in this community and beyond. Spirit of God, we thank you for this time we have had apart, seeking a sense of renewal, and now for this time to reunite with one another and continue our ministries once again. We pray that together as your church, that we may be open to your Spirit's leading us in the future, to be willing to risk in faith, to follow where you lead us. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless us in our ministries as you have blessed us with our time of renewal. Thank you, Lord, for this time away and for this time of returning. Help us to continue the dream, your dreams, for our future. Bless us all, the DeRosa family, the Kilgore family, and one and all, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And one last thing about the food, it'll be a free-for-all, so there is no formalness. Just get in line and order your food.
Thank you. And as thank you, everyone, as everyone returns to their seats. Celebrate, friends, that this is the joyful feast of unity, that Christ has gathered his people from around the earth to commune at this table. Across political lines and economic lines, in places of powerfully protected affluence, and among the poorest of the poor, we share a meal, remembering, celebrating the one who provided shalom and made it possible. And so come, you from the east, and the west, from the north and the south. Come with your doubts, with your hopes, your inadequacies, your strengths. Come, for Jesus Christ, who sat at many tables, now invites us to be a guest at his. The Lord be with you.
So with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Great and mysterious God of creation, we do give you thanks for the wonders of life, the beauty of the world we live in, and the deep and expansive universe of which we are only a small part. We thank you that you have not left us alone in this world. We are blessed with the community of others. We experience your presence in the love we share, and in the mysterious ways beyond our ability to comprehend or even put into words. We are grateful for the covenants of grace you have always offered to your people. In ages past, you sent leaders and prophets to show us your ways and guide our paths. When we failed you, you did not reject us. You were a God of second chances and even more. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You accept our repentance and offer us forgiveness. When the time was right, you sent Jesus among us to demonstrate your love in new and radical ways. As we gather around this table to share in this meal, we remember the great extent of his selfless love and give you thanks in humility and awe. So we add our voices to the chorus of history, who praise you in various ways, in a multitude of languages and a multitude of songs, forever singing to the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty.
You are holy, dear God, and blessed in Jesus Christ, who came and who comes in your name. Born into a humble family, he challenged the rulers and the kings of his day. Submitting himself to baptism and temptation, he redefined what it means to be holy. Teaching with wisdom and authority, he helped us understand you and our world in new and transforming ways. Healing those who were broken, he hinted at the wonders of your new creation. Eating with outcasts and sinners, he showed us how to live with others. Loving you and loving us with his entire being, he demonstrated what it means to be created in your image and to see your reflection in others, whether they be friends or enemies. Suffering humiliation at the hands of those in power, he displayed the true power of weakness. Rising from the dead, he proved that nothing is beyond the power of your redemptive love.
And, O God, we are bold to come to you in this time of prayer. We come to share the richness of your table, and we cannot forget the needs of the earth. We cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. We cannot take this cup and forget those who are thirsty. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget the war, the world at war. We cannot celebrate a family feast and forget our divisions. We cannot gather around this table and forget those who are suffering. We cannot accept your grace at this table and pretend we were already fine. With all that we have experienced in the last days and months, there is so much in our hearts and minds. So many people, situations, problems, hopes, signs, brokenness, signs of life and joy. So hear now, loving God, the prayers and petitions that we offer to you silently. Now, gracious and loving God, infuse this gathering with your presence of your Spirit. Bring us into the communion with Christ as we experience his presence in this sacred meal. May these ordinary elements of life, this bread, this cup, be the offering of Christ's body and blood, nourishing us and equipping us to be the body of Christ in the world, especially as we return to our homes and our families and our communities. So filled with your Spirit, may we do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you, loving you with our entire beings, loving others as ourselves. God, these are the marks of your kingdom, which we pray for now as Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And we remember that Jesus, on the night of his arrest, he shared a meal with his friends. And he took the bread, and he blessed it. And he broke it, and he offered to them, to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sin. As often as you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's life and death and resurrection until he comes again. come, for all is ready.
Broken for us, taste the goodness of God's grace and love.
Thank you.
The cup of the covenant, drink of it, all of you.
Lord, we have been fed at this table to be strengthened to serve your people. May we seek ways to practice your welcome as guest, stranger, host, and friend, so that all people may enjoy a fair portion of the abundance of the earth. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Be seated, and as our hearts are filled with gladness, we know that the response is to live that life in joy and abundance, knowing that God has entrusted us with the gifts of God, and we offer them at this time as this morning's offering in thanksgiving.
Almighty God, you continue to bless our lives in many intrinsic and intangible ways. When our financial gifts are used to support mission and ministry, we see other people blessed in very tangible ways. May this offering be a time when we place you first, and we are grateful for the opportunity to support mission and ministry in your name. We pray in the name of the one through whom all things are possible. Amen.
Traditional GPC ways, we're going to shake it up a little bit. I'm going to offer the blessing and benediction, and I'm going to start walking down the hallway, and you're going to follow because food trucks. And all the while, we will be singing just that first verse of Sia Humba. We'll try to keep it easy so you don't have to carry that hymnal. All right. God is great, and how wonderful it is, friends, to share together in these many meals, knowing that God's is enough. There is abundance for the entire world, and we go knowing of God's grace in our hearts and our bellies, and the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit that's going to go with us. Let's see if we can sing and walk together.